From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you were tuning the radio dial through the 30s, 40s, and 50s, a lot of the top hits had one thing in common, the touch of legendary producer Milt Gabler.
Them, their eyes, you've got a certain way you're flirting.
Make every day like New Year's Eve, drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana.
On Blueberry Hill,
I found my freedom.
Milt Gabler produced Louie and Billy, Ella and Sammy, Lionel Hampton, Wayne Newton, and on and on. One of Gabler's nephews followed his footsteps to the entertainment business. That nephew is Billy Crystal. He's compiled a CD of 26 of Milt Gabler's best-known songs. Crystal stopped by our New York studio to talk about his uncle's music. He says it all began at the family store.
My grandfather, his father, Julius Gabler, had this little music shop on 42nd Street between Lexington and 3rd that he called the Commodore Music Shop, and they sold radios and that kind of stuff. And then Milt started just falling in love with this jazz. So he came in after one day of school and said, "Pop, listen to this music." So he took one of the speakers of one of the radios and put it over the front door of the store. And then he dialed it into a local jazz station, and people came in saying, "Do you have these records?" You know, they thought they were records, but he said no. And then he started saying, "Pop, why don't we sell jazz records in the store?" And then he started producing his own records. And they did the first two records in 1938, called it the Commodore Jazz Label, and the songs were Jada and Love Is Just Around the Corner, and that's how it all started.
You can't sit still when you listen to this music.
I know. It's a great tune. It has a great clarinet solo by Pee Wee Russell on it, too. It just cooks. This record is 67 years old. Pee Wee Russell was... I took lessons from when I was a little kid, and he always looked like he was dying. He always looked like that's the last time you're going to see Pee-wee. He had this long basset hound kind of face, but he had this great tone. And when I would play, I was like 6, 7 years old, and Dad said, "Bring your clarinet and let Pee-wee listen to you." And he would always say to me, "You're blowing too hard. Tease it out. Just tease it out."
It sounds like Milt Gabler was a jazz man through and through, that he preferred instruments to vocals, but he recorded so many of the greats. Ella Fitzgerald, Pearl Bailey, Nat King Cole, and of course, Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Billie was his love. I mean, that was, he felt in many ways, his triumph. That relationship was such a special one. She trusted him, and he understood her. He knew how to put her on a pedestal. He loved her.
Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree.
Nobody wanted to record that song because it was about lynching people down south. I mean, the fruit that she sings about were people hanging from trees. And so she came to him and she sang it for him, as he told me later, a cappella. And he said, we have to do this. And when he was failing, he was 90 years old, and that's all he listened to was the Billie Holiday Commodore things that they had done together.
A strange and bitter crop.
In some of these songs, it's really the lyrics that really stand out. And in Choo 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 Boogie, it's those little affectations throughout the song. Is that him?
That's him. The Take Me Right Back to the Track. That's his hook.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
That's Melt right there. And the thing about it is, it's a rap song. It's really a rap song when you listen to it. It's a rambling speaking song with a great beat.
You reach your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack.
Was he a real hep cat? Did he talk like
that?
Oh,
yeah. He was this little live wire. He was this heavyset, bald guy with this great personality. I mean, he commands a room. He'd just walk in and suddenly it was Milt's place.
There's a 1946 New Yorker magazine profile on your uncle, and it said that his mother actually always wanted him to be a surgeon.
Didn't they all?
Exactly. And when he was a successful producer, she didn't quite understand how he made a living. So to help enlighten her, he stood up at a family gathering on New Year's Eve, as the story goes, and improvised an hour-long calypso ballad about himself and his family. Is this a true story?
Yeah, he could do that kind of thing. He was very facile that way in coming up with lyrics, and he was so funny and loud and could command a room when he chose to do it. Otherwise, he liked to sit back and just watch his nephews and his nieces put on a show for him, which we always did, because you really wanted to please Milt, because he was the tough audience. And if you could get him to laugh or say, that was really good, then you were really doing something.
L is for the way you look at me.
I didn't think when Milt passed away in 2001 that he got the attention that he needed to get. It was a very quiet passing, and I felt, my God, people should know what he accomplished and what he meant to the country and what he meant to musicians and to these artists. It made my life happen. It made my influences happen. He set us into the jazz world, and I'm very grateful for that.
So if he had followed Grandma Gabler's advice and become a surgeon, we might not be talking to you right now.
May not. Or if that music that he listened to was mariachi, I could be here in puffy sleeves and I'm singing Besame Mucho.
It's been great talking to you. Thanks for coming to speak to us.
All right, thank you.
Billy Crystal speaking to us about Billy Crystal Presents The Milt Gabler Story, a CD and DVD of Gabler's work. You can listen to more of Gabler's music at our website, npr.org.
Please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Yeah, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.